Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I had this kind of battle looking at all of this need, and I thought, you know, what are we doing here? Maybe we should have just sent money instead of bringing us all out here, you know? Maybe they do better with the money, and I was really having a hard time. And a friend of mine who was a full-time missionary, who was a doctor in Honduras, had been on the trip, and he had a real great conversation with me, and he said, Jamie, listen. He said, here's what I want you to think about. He said, number one, you were asked to come here by the locals here, by the pastors and leaders here in Rwanda, and you're being used as an instrument in God's hands to really extend grace to them, encouragement to them, and they've invited you to come, and that's critical for them. You have no idea what that does for them in their ministry. Your responsibility now is to go back and to tell their story, to talk about the different things that are happening here, and that may spur someone else on. And then he said this. He said, the third thing I want you to think about is that there are times that there are visions and dreams that God places in people's lives that are birthed by going on some of these trips. And he said, you need to spend the rest of the time thinking about that and keeping your eyes open to what God has. And so that's what ended up happening. And the rest of the trip kind of changed. On my car ride back to the airport on our way home, we began to drive through the countryside, and I began to see all these dilapidated coffee plantations all throughout the hillside. And at first, I didn't know what they were. And one of the locals explained that before the genocide, these were working coffee plantations. And in Rwanda, they are a landlocked country. They don't have any other really natural resources to offer the world. So coffee and tea is primary. That's into the country. And so he said, you know, these were working. He said, but during the genocide, everything was destroyed. And as you can see, there's all these people looking for work. There's nowhere to go. They just really can't do anything. And so coming back on that plane ride, I began to ask God, wow, what could we do? What is something that could make a difference? And he began to plant this idea in my head of getting a coffee plantation. Is there a way that we could buy one, maybe, and rehabilitate it and begin to provide jobs for people? Then they'd be able to work, get some money, and their human basic needs would begin to be met.